You're hearing your glory. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit, hearing your power. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit, I know you are here, flowing like a river. I know you are here, precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here, you are here with your power. I know you are here, precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here. You are hearing your glory. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here. You are hearing your power. I know you are here, precious Holy Spirit. This morning, I celebrated baptism for 4 infants, and at the point where I was anointing, I reminded the parents and the godparents that this is that moment when we become priest, prophet, and king because of that anointing. And so by the virtue of our baptism, every one of us is a priest, a prophet, and a king. Today's liturgy invites us to reflect on our Christian calling as prophets. The first reading and the gospel tell how Jeremiah and Jesus fulfilled their calling as prophets in spite of rejection and threat to their lives. The many evil rocking Christendom and the Catholic Church today happens because of the absence of true prophets in the church. There is no generation, including ours, that God does not desire that there will be many prophets. In the Christian church today, the kind of prophets we have are those who are eager to foretell the future. But prophecy is often more about speaking the truth. To be a prophet in today's American culture is not a good business, and that's why many of us are not in it. Amen. It's not a good business. It's not an easy one. Many of us have been persuaded to accept and live our lives with a spirit of political correctness. I want to categorically state that political correctness is not a Christian virtue. It is a worldly ideal from the pit of hell to deceive believers. The truth is, many of us Christians are not fulfilling our prophetic calling. We are too afraid, we are too ashamed to tell the truth to our friends, our children, our spouses, our family members, our colleagues, our priest, our bishop, the pope, and our government. Our prophetic calling demands that we must never be silent in the face of evil. We must take a stand about those red button issues that we try to avoid. We need to take a stand. We are prophets. Just last week, we all saw how the legislators in New York passed a bill that will allow women kill their child right up to the 9th month. That's an evil of the highest level. And those who were at mass the day after that incident, and that was the very first day for a long time that I was angry. Yeah, I didn't know I was. If they had done that, and everyone went home quietly, and we'll go back and think, where have we gone wrong? But I was completely scandalized. I was completely angry that women and the people in they were celebrating and jubilating and singing. And I told people here that I felt like gathering my stuff, I have to go back. And I meant it, because that incident showed me how much sin can make us become not just offending God, but become stupid and wicked. I also read that some states will soon follow the same path. You and I are to be blamed. I am to be blamed. You are to be blamed. We have failed God by ignoring our prophetic calling. We have failed God by trying not to hurt the feelings of family members and friends by not telling them the truth about some dangerous life choices that they make. The generation of Christians we have today are people who struggle so hard to know the truth but make no. That's what is happening to you and I. We make every effort to know the truth, but we make no effort to speak the truth. Edmund Burke once said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good people to do nothing." We are very good. We are very nice. We are very holy. We make all the effort to please God, to do what is right. But that's not enough, because we are in a battle. There is evil in the world. Satan is alive and active. I remember the story where Jesus told about that servant who, when he knew his master was going to sack him, he said, "Okay, you, how much are you owing my master?" I said, $5. "Okay, I'll make it 2. "How much?" $10. "I'll make it 3. And Jesus praised that astute servant. He praised him. Why? Because that guy was very creative and very smart about his ways of evil. And Jesus said, the children of God are not as smart as the children of darkness in our own way of righteousness. And this is where we are failing. You see, they gather. Evil men, evil women gather and plan to cause harm. But Christians don't gather to save life. We don't gather and plan to make laws that will make our country safe. It's not enough to take placard and say, "Oh, we are pro." We need to be proactive. We need to be creative in ways of righteousness. If we are not creating, evil will continue to triumph. They are creative, and what they did, what they passed the bill. It didn't happen in one day. They sat, they discussed, they planned, and they executed. And Christians are sleeping. So we need to be smart. We need to be spiritually creative, or else evil will continue to triumph. And so if you are sad, if you are angry with what is happening, brothers and sisters, we must rise. We must rise and save this country for our children. You see, my friend says that this will not stop your time, that laws will be passed that those who are invalid, those who are elderly, who have passed a certain age, that
they are no longer useful, let us kill them. It may come to that. So brothers, we need to rise, we need to pray, we need to be spiritually creative, we need to be spiritually proactive. Yes. We need to do that. We need to become prophets. Are there no more prophets in America? We need to be people who truly love our country, love our families. And Paul speaks about love in the second reading. He says, the greatest is love. But you see, we think that the best way to love is to be nice and kind and then give gifts and do charity. But the greatest way to love is to tell people the truth for the sake of their salvation, for the sake of their soul. Because on the last day, that daughter, that son of yours that you refuse to tell the truth about their life choices, when God is judging every one of us, and says, my mom didn't tell me, my mom actually didn't tell me, my dad didn't tell me. And then that's when they will really hate. We need to rise. And that's why I want to propose this prayer to you, Psalm 74. We need to rise and pray and ask God for forgiveness. And I will read it out so that during the week you pray and meditate on it. Why have you abandoned us like this, O God? Will you be angry with your own people forever? Remember your people for whom you chose for yourself long ago, whom you brought out of slavery to be your own tribe. Remember Mount Zion, where once you lived. Walk over these total ruins. Our enemies have destroyed everything in the temple. Your enemies have shouted in triumph in your temple. They have placed their flags there as signs of victory. They looked like woodmen, cutting down trees with their axes. They smashed all the wooden panels with their axes and sledgehammers. They wrecked your temple and set it on fire. They destroyed the place where you are worshipped. They wanted to crush us completely. They burned down every holy place in the land. All our sacred symbols are gone. No respect for life. There are no prophets left, and no one knows how long this will last. How they insult your name forever. Why have you refused to help us? Why do you keep your hands behind you? But you have been our king from the beginning, O God. You have saved us many times with your mighty strength. You divided the sea and smashed the heads of the monster and fed his body to desert animals. You made springs and fountains flow. You dried up large rivers. You created the day and the night. You set the sun and the moon in their places. You set the limits of the earth. You made summer and winter. But remember, O Lord, that your enemies laugh at you, that they are godless and despise you. Don't abandon your helpless people to their cruel enemies. Don't forget your persecuted people. Remember the covenant you made with us. There is violence in every dark corner of the land. Don't let the oppressed be put to shame. Let those poor and needy people praise you. Rouse yourself, O God, and defend your cause. Remember that godless people laugh at you all day long. Don't forget the angry shouts of your enemies, the continuous noise made by your foes. I think that's what we should pray during this week and remind God. He needs to arise. We need to do our part in our hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen.